We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecies and the news and the trends that we see in the world. Occasionally, it's important to stop and explain why we do this, and I want to do that today a little bit. You may have heard someone use the word hermeneutics. It's derived from a Greek word that means to interpret. And so hermeneutics is the study of how we interpret the Bible. What principles and methods do we follow? Why do we follow them? Things like that. Our hermeneutic here at Calvary Hanford, and not unique to us, but it's an evangelical hermeneutic, is the study of how to interpret the Bible. And ours is called a literal, grammatical, historical approach to interpreting the Bible. Essentially, that means that we read the Bible in its plain, literal sense, considering the normal meaning of words and phrases. We acknowledge the use of literary devices like metaphors and symbols, but we seek to understand them in the context of the scripture we find them. And second, reading the Bible this way, we conclude that there is a clear distinction between the ethnic nation of Israel and the Church of Jesus Christ. They are separate entities with distinct roles in God's overall plan. I think we can reduce our hermeneutic even farther to one word, and that is normal. We read the Bible like normal people. The way we read other literature, taking into account what's going on in the passage. One of the political commentators coined a term for voters with common sense. She calls them normies, and for normal. And I think normie is a good thing. I want to hang on to that. So if somebody asks you, you say, hey, we're normal. We're normies when it comes to the Bible. Now, Bible characters read the Bible this way, and that includes prophecy. For example, Daniel had been taken captive in Babylon, or from Jerusalem to Babylon. And one day we see that he was reading the scripture. He was in Jeremiah, and he read that the captivity was going to last 70 years. And he immediately started praying and thinking about preparation for the Jews that were going to move back after that 70 years. And so he understood that to be a literal number, not figurative, not symbolic, but literal. And that's the way Old Testament characters read prophecy in the Old Testament, as if it was literally going to be fulfilled, and the days were real days unless there was compelling reason to interpret it other ways. Jumping way ahead, we would read in the Revelation that a kingdom on earth is going to be established by Jesus. It's going to last how long? 1,000 years. You'll find that prophecy in Revelation chapter 20, and the number 1,000 is repeated 6 times in 10 verses. In an article called Making Sense of the Millennium, Reformed pastor Kevin DeYoung states, "It goes without saying, by this point, I don't believe that the millennium is a literal 1,000 years. The numbers are symbols. How about the group identified as the 144,000 Jews, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel?" A Reformed writer says, "The 144,000 is a symbolic number of redeemed people drawn from all over the world, not just Jews." And so there it is in a nutshell. 1,000 is symbolic, not literal. 144,000 is symbolic, not literal. The fact that the text says over and over again there were 12,000 from each tribe and that they were Jews, this guy says, no, they're just from all ethnicities. So we would disagree with that because we're normies. Daniel would disagree with that. Jesus would disagree with that. And so, you know, we're not putting anybody down, but that's how we read the Bible. Otherwise, like somebody texted me after first service and they said, yeah, somebody they know says the 144,000 is 12, how does it work? 12,000 Jews times 12 apostles or something like that. And you're thinking, well, where do you get that from? And that's the problem. You can make up anything you want if you say, oh, this is symbolic. Symbolic of what? Who knows? And so it's not symbolic, it's normal. So there are symbols, there are signs, but a lot of the Bible is just normal. And when you read the Bible normally and understand the distinct plans for Israel and the church, you discover that Jesus will return after the great tribulation in his second coming. His coming is premillennial. He establishes the millennium when he comes. And you will be led to the understanding that the rapture of the church must happen before the great tribulation. And so that's where we stand on those things biblically. And that's why we get pretty excited about bringing you these prophecy updates, because so much in the world is happening that the Bible seems to have predicted for the last days. Things like cashless economy, one world government, one world religion, biometric feature that helps you to, you know, buy and sell everything, AI that empowers this image of the beast, knowledge exploding all over the place. All of those things are functioning on, hitting on all cylinders, you might say, and it's exciting. Jesus promised he would resurrect and rapture his church prior to his second coming and before the great tribulation. The resurrection and rapture of the church is presented always as an imminent event. It could happen at any time. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready. Stay ready. Keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.